don't mess up. Oh, man. Well, if I'm not going to mess up, I probably should just put the microphone down. One thing I've been speaking a lot about is to a lot of my friends and people that I'm working with right now is take imperfect action. So if this is not going to be perfect, I'm just following my own belief system, so we're good. All right, so I'm excited about being here, and I see some new faces and some old friends, and I'm really excited about being here this morning. I want you to know that if you go and listen to all my messages and like go and play them back and listen to them, they all will have a common theme. And the common theme that I have is a call to action to step into the greatness that God called you to. And I'm just saying at different angles, different ways, trying to maybe say something in a way that will click for someone. But I want you to know this message is not just a feel-good message. This is a call to action. So my desire is that you would take a step into the direction of your mission by the end of this message. And I want you to know this is going to be probably a little bit different than my other messages because I'm going to interact in between. So it's not going to be like I'm speaking. No, I'm going to go and probably give some things, some insight, and then I'm just going to like walk around. And it's going to be different, but there's going to be interaction. So I'm hoping that you're caffeinated or at least ready to, like, interact with me. Because if you don't, I'm going to throw something at you. Like, serious. You see, this is my serious face. This is my serious mean face. You guys see that? All right. So the message I have titled for today, this is the title. I hope you like it. Reinventing Your Life. Which kind of really fits in with the whole idea of what's happening at The Rock about reinventing. Reinventing your life, get unstuck, and unleash the true potential that God created you for, even if you don't feel like you have the willpower. Has anyone ever struggled with willpower? Nobody? You guys are amazing, because I should learn from you. I should just shut up, give you the microphone, and learn from you. So, you got to interact with me. I'll have you throw that bottle at someone if they don't. Okay, good. Awesome. So, I want you to know, here's true confession. I'm not coming to you today as the guru. Like, I have everything figured out. I do not have it all figured out. I am in process. But I will say that I had a major shift happen to me in June. So the Darby that you met before is dead, and this is the new one, which is crazy because if you thought I was crazy before, I'm crazier now, like loco, like major. I don't even know what you say, very loco, muy loco, I don't know. But the point is that I got some breakthroughs, and I've been actually, before I even preached my message about reinventing, I've been going through a deconstruction. And God has been doing some things in me. Can I tell you? Here it is. If you feel irritable or you feel like an angst or you feel like it's almost like the feeling of having something stuck in your shoe annoying you. If you feel that way in life, this message is for you. Because what happens quite often is when you want to go and step into change and go into the direction that God's calling you to, there are three options of what you can do. So you can figure out where you fit in each option. Option number one, let me set the scenario. So you have a vision or something that you're moving towards, okay? So in that vision, you're all excited, but somehow you're only seeing like 5%. So you're like, I'm not going to go and step forward, right? I need to figure it out. I need to make my plan. I need to write down the plan of action. I don't know if you're that like that. That's the way I am. I like to have everything planned out. So you see forward, the vision's in front of you, but you're afraid to step because you do not have all the steps. So you stay there. And what happens is, number two, maybe you're in this state. Maybe you had a vision, you stopped from moving forward, and now you feel stuck. You feel like you can't get any traction. That, can I tell you, if you feel stuck, it's because you have not stepped forward into something that God has for you. All right? Number three, you see the vision in front of you. You don't move forward. You feel stuck. So what you do is you go backwards and step into the previous thing that you did before. Even if you did not like it, there's still comfort in knowing that thing. So it might be a job. It might be a relationship. I don't know. For me, for a long time, I felt like I was living in Groundhog's Day. You guys know that movie? Where Phil Collins lived the same. If you never saw that movie, you need to go watch it like today. Yeah, he goes back and he relives the same day over and over and over again. I felt like I did that with much of my relationships. Like, I was a serial dater before I was married, and I felt like I would break up with one girl, date another one, and she would be just like the other one, but just different looking. Right? And I was like, what the heck's wrong with all these crazy cat ladies I'm dating? Right? I kept on going back and back and back. I'm like, what is wrong with all these people? Well, there was one common denominator in the scenario. This guy. So, these three different options. Now, I know that some of you might say, some of you are like, no, there's actually a fourth option of you see the vision, you run into it, and you fall flat in your face. I get that too. So we can put that fourth one in there. I can tell you that earlier on in my life, I was the one that would run into something, make a lot of mistakes, back up, and go back to what I knew before. Okay? Now I'm wiser. You know, like I got to figure it out. And so anyway, so true confession. Like, I can be real with you guys. Like, I can be really real and raw with you, right? All right, good. Because I'm about to share something. You might not ever want me to come back here ever again after I share this with you. Did I get your attention? Okay, good. So I'm sitting at the dinner table with my wife about 2 months ago, a little over 2 months ago. I am so frustrated because I was not always a big guy. I was actually pretty skinny and pretty in shape. And life got to me, and I allowed life to get to me, and I started developing bad habits, and I became overweight. Well, I've tried going through the cycle of dieting and changing what I'm eating. And I want you to know the vision for my future has grown stronger, and I see that vision so much. I'm like, I cannot step into that vision with the way I am right now because I need to become the man that fits with that vision for the future now. And I need to start doing this now. Well, I put a lot of pressure on myself. So I'd go and I'd go through a season where I'd cut carbs and then I would go and find myself binging on food because I found comfort in food, okay? Ice cream, like I want you to know. Peanut butter cup ice cream. I have to keep away from that. It's like, get thee behind me, Satan. Because I love you so much. And pizza, like, forget about it, okay? Forget about it. I love pizza. So, anyway, here's what happened. I was so upset that I was angry. At the dinner table, my wife's conversation with me. My wife is, like, gorgeous. She's a runner. She runs, like, 8 miles, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Who does that? Okay, so anyway, you know, she's been talking to me, and she's trying to encourage me because she wants me to be around for a long time, okay? And I want to be around for a long time. So I get so angry, I probably said some curse words or something. And I'm like, I'm so flipping mad. I don't know if I said flipping. I'm just saying. I don't know if I use that word flipping. But I was so mad. And I was like, and that was kind of directing it towards her, but she's not my problem, right? Who's the problem? This guy, right? And so I always teach that. I'm the guy that's responsible. You understand that I know this message so much. Like, I realize, and I'm still realizing, that all of my challenges are not an external thing. All of it is, as an owner, this guy. So if something's not moving forward, it's not my wife, it's not my business, it's not my church, it's not my pastor. It's not my, it's not the economy. It's this guy. Because if you have God, then you have everything you need. Now, a lot of people say, I believe God will do this and God will do that and God's going to do this. And I've heard so many people say, I have all these prophetic words. And I'm like, great. I love that you have prophetic words. But what are you doing about it? How are you partnering with God? Maybe you're like, what's a prophetic? Why? What is that? That's okay. It might be something that you've seen someone else do and you want to do it yourself, but you're afraid to step into that. You know, maybe it's something you felt really strongly about or saw yourself doing and you're just holding back because of fear. Or maybe you have seen someone else doing what you want to do and you just don't know how to get there. See, here's the thing. I believe by stepping into your mission that some of the things you're having problems with will actually get taken care of as you take imperfect action. And I believe that part of the transformation that needs to take place is action. I want you to know it's not about my works, lest anyone should boast. I get that. But in grace, grace is not just for you to have your sins forgiven, but grace is the empowerment for you to step into the vision that God has for your life. You guys good? I'm pretty intense, huh? This is what happens when you pray in tongues for like over an hour before you go somewhere. And then you had a couple coffees too. All right, so here we go. I love this. I wrote, don't you wish you had a do-over button that you could push right now? How many of you, be real with me, by the way, I did confess to my wife. I apologize. I did work everything out. I keep a short leash on this. And the next day, I forgot to tell you the most important part. The next day, I had grace to step into doing this new fitness challenge, and I've lost 26 pounds in 6 weeks. Watch out. Thank God I'm married. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I don't want to make anybody stumble or anything. Okay, here we go. Don't laugh too hard, okay? All right, here we go. So, your inheritance is found moving towards your vision. Now, you got to know this. You might, I don't know, I can't assume this. I have not had a conversation with each and every one of you. If you are a believer, or if you're not, it's okay too. But I want you to know, as a believer, you have an inheritance. Which really should excite you because I don't know about you. I grew up poor. And the idea of having an inheritance from Jesus, I mean, imagine like what that would look like that when Jesus died, he left a will for you and it's called the Word of God with over 800 promises. You have an inheritance, all right? The reason why we're not excited about it is why. I could tell you why. Because we don't really believe it. We don't believe it. We're looking for some knight in shining armor. We're looking for a really good break. Maybe hoping that lottery ticket will work out, that scratch-off ticket. Maybe we're waiting for the perfect moment. Maybe we're waiting for the perfect job. Maybe, hopefully, maybe one day this will happen, and then I will be happy. What we're doing is we're putting everything off to external circumstances, and you wonder why on Sunday night you are having panic attacks because you're going to go back to the job that you hate. Why? Because you need to step into your mission. Can I tell you? You don't need to figure out exactly what that looks like. What you need to figure out is what are you on this planet for? Can I tell you? It's not just about getting married. It's not just about having children. Those things are blessings. My God, like, that's amazing. But it's more than that. What happens when the children grow up? Now what? Now, I want you to know that as a wife or as a mother or as a stay-at-home father, it is a beautiful thing for us to raise up children as unto the Lord. That's amazing. That's important. But what is your mission overall? What is the mission? Because I'm going to tell you that God has placed those children in your life for a reason, and there are things that you're going to teach these children that you are meant to work with that group of people. I know it sounds weird because they're your kids, but God has given these children to you to be arrows that are shot into the world. So what is the mission that you are instilling into your children? And then what happens beyond that? See, I believe that if God has given you a vision, even if it's just a little bit of a vision, I want you to know that God has given you provision. You already have it. God has already given it to you. Now, some people might say, what I'm about to share with you is prosperity gospel. But I will tell you this, I am a prosperity gospel preacher. But real prosperity. And prosperity is not about the Benjamins. It's about that your soul will prosper, right? That you will prosper as your soul prosper, as your mind is renewed. Listen, you can have $1 billion and be miserable. You can have everything you want and be miserable. This is why you see the filthy rich, famous people, their lives look like hell. They might have great Instagram photographs, but if you go behind closed doors, they're in argument with their wives. They're stressed out about money. Even being ultra rich, your people are stressed about losing it all. But here's what's so awesome about the kingdom, is God has given you the ability to create wealth and adds no sorrow to it. Anyway, good word, Darby. Thank you so much. That was so good. I'm really inspired right now. I'm going to go out there and do this. Okay. Maybe the message is for me today. That's great. Hey, I'm fine with that. All right. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. I love that. Can I tell you something? I think where people get stuck is we're looking for God to come down with an angel blowing a trumpet. You are meant to save the nations, and you are going, you know, when we're looking for this herald, okay? Hey, that's cool. I love angelic activity. I love the supernatural. I love all those things. But the reality is this, is that there is supernatural things that take place in the practical things. I want you to know that there is angelic activity that will partner with you to complete the mission that God has given you. The problem is that some of your angels are bored. They're like waiting around, like, come on, will you get over the relationship cycle you're going through? Come on, the angels are like, come on, like we're sitting here. Why couldn't we have that guy? He's doing something. No, we got Sally, complainer person, always complaining about her life and going through all this stuff and never really doing anything with her life. Oh man, it's so boring. Your angels are like bored out of their mind. Can I tell you something? Like, you can go and activate the supernatural in your life by this one thing. One thing. Step forward. One step. Little step. Doesn't need to be a big step. Now, I'm a big stepper because I got the long legs, but you only need a little step to move in the right direction. And I'll tell you this, if you are a ship and you are in the dock of your life and you're like waiting for the moment, you're waiting for that time, hoping that the breeze will blow, I want you to know what you gotta do is get your little anchor and reel it up. I don't know the words for boating or whatever. And then you gotta untie yourself off the dock, start moving out of the dock and start going out into the ocean. Can I tell you, raise up that sail and watch the wind blow. I'm going to tell you, at first, it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel weird. You're going to feel freaked out. You're away from the shore. You don't know where you're going. But you know, you have kind of a nudge. Can I tell you, Man plans his ways, and God directs your steps. Okay? He directs your steps. You guys good? Am I getting too crazy? I hope so. I hope so. What I hope is I hope that this message will make you get your little keister out of your self-pity or worrying about life and licking your wounds and navel-gazing at your life and saying, you know what? I'm done with this. Like, I got to go and do something. Can I tell you something? I am an imperfect person. I know it's hard to believe when you look at me. I know it's hard to believe, but I am an imperfect person. I still have to confess, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your forgiveness. If it wasn't for your grace, I'd be so done. And like, I don't, you know what? I have not walked a straight path. This has been a journey for me. It's not like I got filled with the Holy Ghost and everything was perfect. No, I had to deal with getting this thing right. Can I tell you? Your mind renewal is everything. How do you get your mind renewed? This is not that message, but it takes intentionality. It takes you confessing your sins. Word of Faith had it right. You got to speak the word of God. Can I tell you? I declare over myself on a daily basis. True confession. Can I give you a true confession? My wife caught me doing something. Are you guys okay if I share this with you? All right. Is Pastor Ted like freaking out over here? No, he's not. He's not worried. Here goes. My wife caught me doing something. I was at the house by myself, and I was in the bathroom. This is so interesting. I'm in the bathroom, and I say, I didn't think anyone else was home, but my wife caught me. I am the head, and I'm not the tail. I am a man of God, and I'm a man of integrity. I'm actually saying this out loud. And my wife, I hear my wife's voice. Do you do that all the time? She caught me. She caught me making declarations in the bathroom. Yes, I do confess. I was in the throne room of glory. And I declared God's word over my life. And I'm not ashamed of proclaiming the gospel over my life. Proclaiming the inheritance over my life, I am not ashamed. So what is the gift? What is the gift that God has given you? What is the gift? Can I tell you? The gift of cynicism is not a gift from God. The gift of cynicism is from the enemy. The gift of depression is not a gift of God. It is a gift of the enemy. And can I tell you, it really, a lot of times, is a gift that we keep on giving ourselves. And I understand, now here it goes. I'm going to say something here. I understand, I love Chris Vallotton. I don't know if you guys know Chris Vallotton, but Chris Vallotton is a prophet in Bethel, and he talked about his struggle with depression. And, you know, I understand, listen, I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. He had to go through medication to help him get on the other side. I get that. But can I tell you something? 90% of sicknesses, this is not even Christian theological understanding, 90% of sicknesses is mental. It starts mental. That takes a lot of responsibility. Now, if you're mad at me for saying it to you, I did not come up with this. This is not my scientific discovery. What I'm saying to you is that you have more empowerment in your life than you think. Listen, I was the most depressed, anxious person. Like, I had a PhD in depression. I had a PhD in self-pity. So much so that I would have a pity party, but no one would even show up, and then I'd pity myself even further. Everyone disappeared. No one was there. No one was be around that. Anyway, so here's a question I have for you. Why aren't you doing what you've been created for? What's your excuse? Finances? Is that your excuse? I'm not here to pick on you. I'm not here to beat you up. What's your excuse? If my husband will get on board, well, what if that never happens? Sorry, what if it doesn't happen? Because people have free wills. What is keeping you from stepping into that place? Can I tell you? The number one thing, this is the weirdest thing. I'm about to share one of the weirdest things, that phenomenons that I've experienced. And I bet you, if I talked to Ted about this, he would be able to say this, and some other leaders in the room, that I've noticed this. The same people that come to me for problems, to help them solve their problems, the very thing that they came to me for is the very thing that will keep them from working with me to help them. People come to you for help. You ever have those moments? I don't know. I've had those moments where I just like, I would go and reach out to someone. I'm like, I need help. And then what would happen is when they start helping me, I'd freak out. It's the weirdest thing. When I start stepping into what I felt like God created me for, I would talk myself out of it. I would go and find myself to do busy work. Like, I have a business, okay? Let me give you an example. I have a business. I started a business, and one of the challenges I had was I needed to talk to people. But what I would do is, because of fear of rejection, I would go on my computer and make my website prettier. I wasn't doing anything. I was hiding. Where are you hiding? Is it Netflix? Where are you hiding when you get back home from work? Where are you hiding? What are you hiding in? Are you hiding in alcohol? Do you feel like you're going to drown out your sorrows with alcohol? Good luck with that. Are you finding yourself hiding out with pasta and lots of carbs? Can I tell you? That's an addiction. Sugar's an addiction. How are you finding solace in life? I tell you, we have this really awesome part of the Trinity. He's like awesome. His name is the Comforter. His name is the Holy Spirit. We need to get filled with the Holy Spirit, and we need to get comforted in Him to do what God's called us to do. Can I tell you, you are never, listen to this. I'm going to say something. This sounds so bad. If you wanted a rah-rah-rah meeting, this is not it. You are all going to die one day. Oh, it could happen today. This is not one of those hellfire damnation minister. It's not. I grew up Baptist. What if today was your last day? What do you want your last day to look like? I think about this when if I go and fight with my wife or get in an argument, I cannot leave the house, because what if I'm not trying to be negative, but what happens if I left and that was the last conversation we had, was us arguing with each other? Here's the other thing that keeps us, I should back up. The thing that keeps us from moving forward, we're either motivated by two forces in the world, two forces. All your decisions you make are based upon two forces, love or fear. Can I tell you, myself included, I have hid behind my fear to say that I'm wise. Oh, I should not do this because it's unwise. And I would never step into my place of greatness that God called me for. Guess what? I hate to say this, the false humility. God created His children to be great. You putting your head down and saying, I'm just a worm, and I'm just a sinner, and I'm just a failure, is not a spiritual discipline. It's bogus. What you're created for is to be children with confidence. You guys okay? Am I losing you guys? Am I losing you? So the question is that I say to you, what is keeping you from doing it? What is keeping you from stepping in? I don't know what to do. Well, find somebody. Find a mentor. Find somebody. Seek someone out. And then when you ask the help, then what you do is you get skin in the game. You work with them. You know what you do? You bless them too. You make it where both of you could work together. You know what? Unless someone falls in a ditch by themselves, they're in trouble. But if they have two people, one can lift them out of the ditch. We need each other. This church, this building, this group of people, you all need each other. And some of you guys are going to have to look at things differently because there's a bigger vision for what this where this church is going. And here's the deal. Sitting and warming up a chair is not your purpose. It's not your mission. Your mission's bigger than that. So how are we all coming together? What does it look like for us to come together? What does it look like for us to have to reinvent ourselves? What does it happen when you got two people? I mean, you got all these guys, they know each other. What happens when someone starts stepping out into who they are, really are? Are we going to be a people that will say, go, go, go for it? Or are we going to say, yeah, I've heard this before. Yeah, I've heard this. That's okay. Her passion will go soon. She just has to bump her head a couple times. That shouldn't even be in the church. I'm preaching now. Sorry, my Baptist is showing sometimes. All right, so here's the thing. So what is it that God's called you for, and why aren't you doing it today? After this message, what are you going to do after this? You're going to go and hang out with your friends, not do anything about it? Because you know what? Here's the thing. I didn't drive over here for just an offering. Trust me, I make a lot more money on my business. Why am I here? Because I believe in this church. I believe in this people. I brag about you guys. I brought my friend. You guys had Brian Kaiser come. He loves you guys. If you don't know who that is, then you probably weren't coming to church. Shame on you. The point is this. What is it? Listen, you get caught up in drama. You worry about what other people think about you. That's fear-driven. What if I step out? What if someone rejects me? What if someone says no? Oh, wow, get over it. Jesus was rejected. Am I being mean right now? I'm not trying to be mean, because here's the guy. I'm the guy that will tell you when you have toilet paper stuck on the bottom of your shoe. So if you hear my passion, and it's against weakness, and it's against anxiety, and it's against depression, guess what? It's not you. It's the toilet paper stuck to the bottom of your shoe. You're made for more than this. You're made for more than this. I'm finally stepping into a place where God's called me to after waiting for umpteen years. Since 2004, I'm doing things now in the past 4 months that I've waited. Why? I waited because I was fearful. I waited because I was fearful of people thinking that I was not good enough. Can I tell you something? You are enough. If you have Jesus inside of you, you are enough. You have the master of the universe that knows everything, and you have the mind of Christ. So what's God say? What's God saying to you this morning? Step forward. Step into that place. What's your name? Jonathan? I got something for you, Jonathan. I feel like the Lord's put on my heart. Do you mind if I share with you? So, Jonathan, what I believe that God's doing with you in this season is I believe that this is a season for you to dream again with God. And what I feel like's happening is you have been struggling through surviving for a long time. And now you're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and you know that that's the hope that you're called for. I want you to know that the Lord is about to show you strategic ways to handle the responsibilities you have in your life. And what he's going to do is he's going to start to free up you to really step into what God's created you for. And I believe that this season is a season of reinvention for you. And here's something about you, Jonathan. When you go and do something, you don't do it half-heartedly. You go all in. And I see you pursuing the kingdom first. And I feel like what's going to happen is this. God is going to, he's inviting you into to be a sign and a wonder to those around you. He's inviting you to be an example of what it looks like to be a life that is surrendered to God. And I just see you just going all in, cashing in all your chips, and God is going to meet you very powerfully. In fact, the Lord wants to meet you in such a way that supernaturally you will talk about encounters with God in your bedroom when you're by yourself. You're going to feel the Holy Spirit come in so strongly, you are going to feel that you are rested in the Spirit, and you're going to feel both the fear of God and the love of God. And it's going to change you. You're going to go from glory to glory to glory to glory, and you are about to go through exponential growth at an accelerated rate. The Lord wants you to know that financially, He's going to work out some details. He's going to partner with you, and the genius of who you are is about to be unlocked like never before. And all it requires is to take His hand. See, this is great in the meeting, but what happens after the meeting is how you talk yourself out of it. Your enthusiasm goes, it wanes after a couple days. How many times have you been given words where you got excited about it, and within days, you're back to normal? Ed, I'll tell you, I'm not saying this to be mean. You're burying your talents. You're burying your talents. You're letting your fear get in the way of the breakthrough you could bring someone else. Do you know why people aren't volunteering to work with her with this mission? It's because people are afraid because they don't think they can handle it themselves. That's why we don't do things. We don't think we're enough. Guess what, guys? You're enough. You're more than enough. You're valuable. And guess what? Guess where the answer comes? Not from the books. Hardly ever. It comes from going and doing action. You're meant for something more than just a normal life. You talk about changing the world, you got to do something different. You got to step into something different. You got to speak differently. You got to look differently. You got to talk differently. And now how is this done? Out of grace. This is not a burden for you to carry. If you feel a burden on your shoulders, you're hearing the wrong voice. This is an empowerment message. This is not a, I'm putting weight on you because you guys are a bunch of jerks. No, this is a message of saying, I believe in who you are, and God sent me here to tell you that I believe in who you are. Why do I have such passion? This is a small group of people. I could be speaking in front of thousands of people. You don't know why? Because I know my mission, and I know that if I could do it in this group, I could go anywhere. The problem is that you talk yourself out of what you're meant for because you don't know how to handle being in the small places with no one looking and clapping for you. That's why you're not faithful with the little things. Now, that's not going to beat you up. That makes you think, okay, my relationship with my wife counts. The way that I complain about my job counts. The words that come out of my mouth counts. I don't know about you. I don't want to do church like normal. I don't want to be normal. I'm not normal. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being weird. I'm okay with being passionate. It's crazy, though. Guess what? As Christians, we all should be passionate. You don't have to look like me. You'd be very blessed, but you don't have to look like me. It's a joke. I'm joking. You know what? What I pray is that this message will be a stone in your shoe for the next 5 weeks. That you keep on going back and that you remember. I pray that the angels will like mess with you and let you know, hey, wake up. We're bored. You're meant for so much more. Thank God we're all going to eat together after this. So then we can like make up. But I want you to know, like, this is really good. This is really good for us. This is good for me, too. Can I tell you, I hear my own preaching, and I say amen. What's your name? Jessica? Did I ever meet you before? Okay. Awesome. So, Jessica, this is what I believe I hear the Lord saying for you. What I believe I hear the Lord saying for you is this, is that this is a season for you to step into your mission. Now, I know I'm preaching about this, but I feel like you are, like, it's almost like you could be overwhelmed by the responsibilities that you have. And you could almost feel abandoned. Right? And God wants you to know that he's going to help you raise. He's going to help raise you up and pick you up and be a part of your responsibilities. Do you have children? The Lord wants you to know. I don't know anything about you. But what I sense is that the Lord wants you to know is that you're not on your own to raise your children. He wants you to know that he's there with you. That he's not going to let you do it on your own. Can I tell you something else? A lie of the enemy is that you're going to be alone. And that you're going to be abandoned again. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. And what's happening is what I believe that God's doing in this season is that he is really instilling in you boundaries and saying no and having some people move on because you don't need negativity in your life, right? And what I believe that God wants you to know is that he's going to show you ways. Like I know that you know this, but I'm just reminding you is that where you're at right now, you are not stuck. What's happening is God is allowing things to not work because he's protecting you. Does that make sense? And he's protecting you from people, from wolves that just want what they think you are rather than who you are. The thing is that you're brilliant. God's given you a brilliant mind. Like everything you would put your hands to in school, like you were good at. And you would go and you would learn. If you really put your mind to it, you could go and learn whatever was brought your way. And you have an ability to learn very quickly and very rapidly. And God has given you that ability. And he wants you to know that that superpower is going to be used in this season like never before. And what I sense is this. God wants to empower you not to think like everyone else around you. And what he's empowering you to do is to step and to create something with him. I'm going to share this with you. I don't know if this is where you're at, but my sense is that God is going to invite you into helping empower other people. And I really feel like that what you carry is going to be a message of hope. In every area where you've had wounds, as God heals your heart and as you partner with that healing, what will happen is you'll start to get empowered and then you're going to think differently. You're like, you know what? I can do this. You know? You know when you get in that groove, you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't know about you, but I get the music on. I start getting into the zone. I believe you're about to come into the zone because you are going to partner with God to get in the zone, and God is going to give you an idea to help you with the resources and what you need, and he wants you to know that you're not stuck. But what's going to happen is God is giving you the ability to have your own business. And I see it all over you. And what's going to happen is even with the children and taking care of responsibilities, the Lord is going to show you how to do it so that way you can go and make the money that you need to make. And then, I apologize if I don't know this and I'm assuming, then the people that are meant to be in your life will be there when you're already on your mission. Does that make sense? Yeah, because you don't need anyone trying to overshadow you with their strong personality because the lioness of who you are is coming out in this season. That's what's happening with you. Yeah. I need to grab my water. I got something for you. What's your name? Angela? Did I ever meet you before? Okay. Have you ever had a prophetic word before? Okay, good. Have you had a prophetic? Okay, good. Awesome. Angela. All right, so Angela, I want you to know, like, I'm seeing your timeline, okay? And on your timeline, what I'm seeing is, like, I'm seeing this, like, checklist of things that you were expecting. Check, check, check. For a while, it wasn't there. You weren't able to check them off. But now you're starting to check them off. And you're starting to think, okay, what else is possible? I want you to know what I believe is happening with you in this season is it's time to dream bigger. It's time to dream bigger. And I believe what's going to happen with you, Angela, is that you're going to step into this next season and you're going to have haters. And you're going to have people saying you can't do this, Angela, because they're going to try to hold you into that pattern. You're not the same person anymore. Okay? And you are, what's happening with you is that you are learning how to tell people what's on your mind. And you are learning how to make boundaries in a healthy way. But it's like, you know what? You're going to talk about your expectations. You're going to talk about agreements, not assumptions. Because assumptions get us in trouble. You know what assumptions do, right? Yeah. So we're not doing assumptions. But what I see happening with you is I see agreements. Now, one of the other things I see on you very strongly is I see someone that is meant to help the sick. And I believe that you are going to either, you're either formulating this or you're about to step into this, but I believe that somehow you are going to work with those who are sick and they are heartbroken, both. And I see you helping them. And you have such a heart of mercy, but you also have a very strong sense of justice. So both of them are very unique gift mix. But what's going to happen is God is going to show you how to mix up the right amounts. So you're going to like come into like a gift mix drink. And you're going to be able to know how to operate in those. And what's going to happen is this, is you are going to get some training. And you are going to get some instruction. And you are going to get all the things you need to step into this. Does this make sense to you? Okay. I want you to know that as you're stepping in, I want you to know you're moving in the right direction. Is that fun? Yeah. Yeah, it almost looks like a certification or something along those lines, something like that, to help give you. I want you to know that is just the doorway to the future for you. I want you to know that's just a step. Can I tell you that what you're stepping into is it's not to belittle, but it's the lowest step. But what's going to happen is you're going to start believing that you can do greater when you step into this next season. Yep. I got something for you. This is just from sitting in the back. What's your name? Sarah? Nice to meet you, Sarah. Sarah, I believe that this is a season of deconstruction. And what I believe is happening, Sarah, is that you're getting your heart healed in this season. And you might find yourself going through a lot of work to get to where you need to go. And what God wants you to do is come to a place. He wants to show you that you're safe and that he's protecting you. And I feel like you're coming into some understanding of God in a way that you never have before. I feel like you're going through a transitional, like I feel like you're being reintroduced to God, but not in the religious way. And you're getting to know the grace of God. And that's where the transformation is happening for you. You're going to feel at times to keep people at arm's length because of the wounds you've gone through. But the Lord wants you to know is that he's with you even behind the arm's length. He's right there with you. And here's the thing. The Lord, you're going to come to a place where you start feeling safer in life. You're going to start to feel like you are valuable. You're going to start feeling the value in a greater dimension, and you are going to start thinking about the future. For a long time, it was about survival. It was just to get through the next day. And the Lord is showing you that there's a future for you. It's not survival. It's actually thriving. guilt, condemnation, and shame is not who you are. Jesus has thrown your sins as far as from the east to the west, but sometimes we could be so hard on ourselves. And the Lord doesn't want you to be hard on yourself. Our God is a God of restoration. He wants to restore to you things. He wants to restore to you things that you feel like, even if you messed up, even if you felt like you made the wrong decisions and you lost things, the Lord wants to restore back to you. I feel like the Lord is going to restore some relationships. But right now, he's just having you focus on you and growing in who you are and understanding your identity. But the Lord wants you to know is that there's going to be restoration of relationships. Even the burned bridges, God is going to reestablish bridges with people. And he's going to restore you, and people are going to be like, who are you? The real Sarah is coming to the forefront. The real Sarah is strong. The real Sarah makes good decisions. The real Sarah is a kind, loving person that cares about people and that has a very soft heart. God is restoring your body. He is restoring your mind. He's restoring that all the years that the locusts have eaten from your life. And I just speak healing into your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I speak in Jesus' name that everything that's not meant to be in your body is released from your body right now. And I speak to your blood, and I say in Jesus' name that the antibodies of heaven will come upon those cells, and that every cell in your body that is not meant to be in your body, I cast out in the name of Jesus. And I speak the life of Christ, that you will live and you will not die. You will live and you will not die. I speak the life of Christ in your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Every place where there's been damage in this body, I speak complete restoration right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoration in Jesus' name. I command it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I speak sleep over her, that she's able to sleep at night and not wake up fearful, that she will not have the sense of dread anymore, anxiety and fear. I speak to those things and I bind them up in Jesus' name, and I speak the life of Christ over her. Thank you, Jesus, for those angels around her that are big and strong and mighty. Thank you, Papa, that you are in her room when she sleeps at night, watching over her, that there be no repercussions and no one will be able to come to her or find her because she is hidden under the wing of God. Psalm 91, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just give me just a couple more minutes, okay? Just a couple more minutes, and then we'll eat. The Holy Spirit's doing something in the room. Got something for you. What's your name? Have I met you before? Okay. Rob, I feel like this season for you is really to experience a sense of home like never before. And I feel like this sense of home, it's going to feel refreshing to you. And I feel like there's things that God is taking you through that is, let me say this, and this is something we all have to work through. I feel like the Lord The thing that he's teaching in this season is that you're accepted. And I want you to know that as you feel accepted from him, the relationships of people around you will grow. Because what's happening is when you come across and you feel accepted by God, what happens is people will see, okay, for me, for years, I carried a rejected sign over my head. I would make friends with people, and then they would disappear. And they would just go away. I would never see them ever again. And I was like, what is wrong with me? I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not saying this is the same thing, okay? But I'm just going to tell you this, is that I do believe what's happening is that there is a sign being removed off of you. And a new sign is being put up. And a new sign is accepted. And what's happening is you're coming into the spirit of adoption from the Holy Spirit. And so some of the things you're stepping into and hearing about are going to be new to you. But just know that you're in the right place at the right time with the right people. And what I believe is going to happen for you is you're going to start finding some traction in your life. And I feel like that relationally, there's going to be shifts taking place. You can get lost in your work. You can get lost in your direction. But I want you to know that God wants you to get lost in him like never before. As you start to experience these healings in your life, these emotional things that God's doing, what's going to happen is you are going to start helping empower other people. And I believe that one of the things that you carry with you is an encourager. You're an encourager. So the very area that we all are gifted in, the opposite happens many times, is that we can be the most discouraged people. I want you to know that your superpower is encouragement, and you are meant to be encouraged. I see the word of God coming out of your mouth, and I believe that one of the things you're going to carry in the future is I believe I see communication. I see you speaking out. I believe that you are going to be a bearer of good news, bringing hope to people that are hopeless. The next 3 months for you are going to be very good. There's going to be some work done on the front end of things. But as you go through this, you're going to start feeling and looking forward to even things like holidays. And I feel like the Lord wants you to know is that this next season for you, as you partner with him, that this Christmas will be the best one ever. I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty excited for you. Now, I don't know. Oh, yeah, here it is. This is not now. What I have here is I have some papers. Now, what I want you to do, this is, okay, I got to say this because this is not, I'm going to have you, if you want to, and you feel like you're trying to figure out something in your job, you're trying to find something in your career, or you're doing some kind of business or organization or something, and you need help, what I'm going to offer is for you guys to write your name here, email address, and your phone number, and I'll call you, and we'll talk. I'm not saying it's just going to be prophetic, but I feel like I want to help people get unstuck. What I'd love more than anything is to hear you guys stepping into the place that God's called you to. So I just want you to know, it's not like a fancy paper, it's just blank. But you can put your information here, okay? Make sure it's in print. But I feel like I have a couple more words. Can I go for just a couple more minutes? Are you okay? All right. And then we can have lunch and everyone can be happy. Hallelujah. What's your name? Trevor? Did I ever meet you before? Oh, boy, Trevor. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Trevor. Now, how long have you been coming here for a while, or... Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I believe that one of the things you're coming into this season is rest. And what I believe the Lord wants to do is I believe that the Lord wants to help you work through your mind. Sometimes it can be all over the place because of how God created you. You're like super smart. You would probably prefer a deep conversation over a shallow one. Probably a deep laugh too. And what I see is I see that you have the best of both worlds, the ability to laugh and the ability to go deep. But you also feel very deep too. And what I believe I hear for you is Psalm. I hear this scripture for you. And it's in Psalm 40. I believe it's Psalm 40. I'm going to see here if I have this right. I believe this is your scripture. Okay. I believe that you are either about to come here or you're going there now. But in Psalm 40, is what I hear. I waited and waited and waited some more, patiently knowing God would come through for me. Then at last, he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger from the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I'd fallen into. Now he's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me. Every time I think about how he breaks through for me, ecstatic praises pours out of my mouth until everyone knows and hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles and they will stand in awe of God and fall in love with him. Blessing after blessing comes to those who love and trust the Lord. They will not fall away, for they will refuse to listen to the lies of the proud. O Lord our God, no one can compare with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are found with you. And I feel like what's happening in this season is that God has picked you out of the pit. He cleaned you up, and he's putting you on a rock. And on this rock, you are starting to think about the future again. You're starting to hope and dream with God again. And I feel like it's very significant that the praise of God is in your mouth. I feel like this season you're about to create music that will be the praises to see people to hear you and will their lives will be pulled out of the pit because of the song of hope. What you're bringing to the world will get people out of their beer bottles and into the heart of God. You're meant to help set people free. You are our deliverer. You are meant to bring the good news to people in unconventional ways. And I see creativity coming through you like never before. And I feel like the Lord wants to give you cutting edges, ways to reach people. The biggest thing is this, is that the Lord wants to do in this season with you is that he wants to teach you how to have roots. He also wants to teach you how to be accountable to people because you've had people abuse that accountability with you in the past. And I believe that the Lord is showing you people that you can actually trust because you want to grow. And you've had a strong desire to grow, but sometimes it's hard to trust when you've been hurt. I believe that what's happening for you is that you are going to learn the art of working through conflict in a greater dimension. And the Lord is showing you that you can live in a place where you can actually communicate on high levels to work out things with people. And I believe that you are also a peacemaker. So what does that show me? If you're not in peace, then you become the opposite. But you are a man of peace. You are a man of integrity. You are a man that will bring peace and joy. You have a song in your heart. You are meant to be one that will praise him and will fear him and worship in truth. And the fear is the all of God. It's not the scary thing. It's the all of God's goodness. And that you're stepping into God's goodness, that God's goodness is enveloping you like never before. Watch and see what the Lord will do. Praise and worship is your weapon. See if I have one more. If I have one more. Maybe not. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. See, I can even prophesy over lunch too, which is great. Sometimes the best words come out of eating, you know? Just good stuff. I got something for you, bro. What's your name? Did I ever meet you before? Okay. What's your name? Matt and Sherry. Okay, I feel like I got two for one over here. All right, Matt and Sherry. I see that you're an Eagles fan. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally messing. Good word. Hallelujah. What's that? Yeah, let me get that offering right now. That's too funny. Wow. You guys are an amazing couple. So the Lord's showing me this picture is that you guys are a really good team. Like, you guys are truly friends. Like, truly friends. Not just lovers, but friends. And I see this friendship, and I see this partnership, and I see you guys growing in this friendship. Like, I feel like you guys could handle whatever comes your way. I feel like between the both of you, you guys could solve whatever comes your way. She's really smart too, isn't she? Yeah. Thank God, right? All right, I got one of those too. So I see you guys, like, I'm trying to think of the word, like this working together, this synergy. You're coming into synergy like never before. And what I believe is this. I believe for you, you are coming to see the value that you bring to the world. And I believe you are starting to think, or soon to think, about a shift happening in your life. I want you to know, if you feel like there's more, I want you to know it's true. There's more. But it's not just a pay raise. It's not just a new position. It is a mission you're stepping into this next season. And I believe that sense of like you'll get the job done. You'll do the work, even when you don't like it. But what I believe is going to happen is you are about to come into a place of loving what you do. And I feel like you're going to feel like an irritant. You can feel like, oh, like I'm ready for a change. I want you to know it's because your true self, you're about to upgrade. And your upgrade is going to have you thinking differently. Can I tell you? You're not just a worker bee. You got leadership inside of you that God wants to develop. And it's going to require for you to learn eventually how to work with teams of people. And what's good about you is that you're not going to tell other people to do something you wouldn't do yourself, which is awesome. And I got something for you, too. I don't know if this is where you're at now, but where you're going is I believe you're going to be very good with money. And I believe that you both are going to be, okay? But I believe that when you do something, when you study something, when you learn something, you learn it inside and out. And you're the kind of person that's not just looking for someone to give you something. You're actually like, no, I'm going to look up the videos. I'm going to watch the videos. I'm going to go online. I'm going to read. You are the learner. Like, you learn. And I believe that in this next season, you are going to grow in your understanding of kingdom finances, not just finances. And what I believe is going to happen is this. You guys are going to grow in this, and you're going to have financial breakthroughs, unbelieving financial breakthroughs that you've ever seen. Can I tell you this? This is not to brag. I have seen more breakthroughs in words like this than anything else. And it's because I struggled growing up in it, and so the Lord gave me authority to speak into it. But God has given you an amazing mind. Now, I'm going to take this one step further. I believe in the future, not now, but I believe in the future. I believe there's a step in between, but I believe that in the future, you guys are going to do things together. And you guys are going to work on your own thing together. But I believe right now what's happening is God wants you to step into this next phase to feel like everything's being taken care of, so you don't have to like try to make decisions out of fear, but out of, I got everything covered, we're okay. Now let's dream of how this is going to work. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the one of the things you also carry is the ability to solve problems. I see that if you need to fix something or something needs to get done, you have a way. Like God just gives you a gut feeling how to do things. And I want you to know that is going to come out more in this season than ever before. Good? Have you ever had a prophetic word before? Oh, welcome to the prophetic. So Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this meal that we're going to eat. We thank you for this time of fellowship. I bless this church. I bless the people in this church. Lord, I pray that we will step into what you have for us. Lord, I pray that we'll step in with the 5% that we have and we'll work these things out step by step with you. Lord, I call these people to action and that they would choose today one thing that they would do to step towards this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys. Love you. We're going to eat together. You're not done with me now.